The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed a rule to remove the gray wolf from Endangered Species Act protection. Minnesota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Amber Glaser, says wolf depredation remains an issue for the state's livestock producers.
This is definitely an emotional issue. The gray wolf has a long history. It's definitely an iconic animal, but we also need to keep in mind the impacts it has on farmers and ranchers and our livestock, as well as the other wildlife here in Minnesota, not to mention pets. But I think what is important to remember about what the Fish and Wildlife Service is trying to do is simply to return it to state management. So if this is returned to state management, there's a plan in place. It doesn't automatically mean there will be a state hunt or anything like that. We're really focusing one step at a time.
Currently, there are more than 2,600 gray wolves in Minnesota, which exceeds the population goal set by the recovery plan by more than 1,000 wolves. Glaser says the plan for removal is really a success story.
There is a current comment period that's open to the public until May 14th. Makes it really easy for farmers and ranchers to submit their comments asking the Fish and Wildlife Service to continue to delist the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act. The Endangered Species Act protections did its job. The gray wolf is thriving now in Minnesota, so this would simply return it to state management so farmers and ranchers can have some options to protect their livestock while the state can really control what a healthy population looks like here in Minnesota.
Again, the period to submit comments remains open until May 14th. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.